You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Opposition leader Simon Bridges criticised the government this morning for the lack of sanctions on beneficiaries that don't meet their obligations. In citing statistics from 2011, Simon Bridges claims that the lack of sanctions is reversing trends set by the former national government, calling the Labor New Zealand First Coalition government soft. I spoke to Rebecca Ockleston, spokesperson for the Beneficiary Advisory Service, which gives advice to low-income families, on their take on the comments made about beneficiaries. I started by asking, under what circumstances do people start receiving benefits?
Well, they're people who have no other source of income, generally, except for a super annuitant sometimes. So they need the benefit to have some income to pay for their basic costs.
Should we be seeing certain responsibilities carried out by people on benefits?
There are certainly some responsibilities required by people on benefits. If you're on the unemployment benefit, you need to be looking for work. And for people on benefits related to illnesses or injuries, they have to produce medical certificates every so often to show that that is still relevant.
So we're looking at comments from Simon Bridges that have been put out today. And so there's a certain theme among it that people should be responsible for helping themselves. Now, what do you think the extent people should be helping themselves when they're on benefits?
Well, I think it's a bit of a broad question, actually. Are you talking about being able to pay for things or looking for work? Most people on benefits would rather be working. And that's the experience we have had with so many, I mean, thousands of beneficiaries over the years. Most people would much rather be in work. What we've seen in the theme over decades is that when the jobs are there, there are fewer people on benefits because people will take the jobs. When there aren't jobs there, there are more people on benefits. It doesn't mean that there are more lazy people not looking for work. It just means there aren't as many jobs. If you find even some of the simplest jobs advertised sometimes have hundreds of applicants. So people don't even necessarily hear back from jobs when they do apply. And it's quite demoralising to sort of apply for all of these jobs, not necessarily hear back, have no idea how you've done, if you've come across well or not, if you've just missed out or if you've just arrived at the bottom of the pile. For some people, they're not even sure where to start, either looking for jobs or getting a CV or whatever, and Work and Income are actually there to help people who need a bit of assistance. They can either help with that or point them towards people who can. Sometimes Work and Income will say, hey, there's some training here that will be available that would really help you into this kind of work that you want to do, or help getting the CV together. So it's sort of a joint responsibility, I think.
Right. And so do you think with removal of sanctions like the current government has done will encourage people to become complacent and not help themselves to a certain extent?
No, I don't really think that. What the research has shown in other countries is that actually sanctions make people less likely to find appropriate jobs. When your bank benefit has been sanctioned, that means you don't have enough money for your essential costs. That means you can't pay your rent or you can't buy food or anything. And that is actually, I'm trying to find the right words, it's sort of hurtful to your soul. It demoralises you, it makes it really hard to do anything. And you can't actually look for, even if you can look for work, you're really unlikely to find work if you're unconfident, if you have really poor self-esteem, if you've been sort of trodden down by the system. If you look at people who are really confident, they are much more likely to find work. So if Work and Income is building up people's confidence, telling them, you know, look, you're doing a good job, you've been applying for the work, you're doing well, keep going, they're actually more likely to be successful than if they're sort of told off for not getting jobs, sanctioned because they've missed one appointment. What we find with the sanctions, since that was mentioned, is that a lot of benefits were sanctioned, for example, for missed appointments. When they then looked at reasons for the missed appointments, the benefit was put back on. Those benefits did not need to be sanctioned in the first place. More research needed to be done before the benefit was sanctioned as to why the person didn't turn up, because generally people have a really good reason.
So one of the claims that the opposition have made is that 95% of people who receive formal warnings for not meeting their obligations do meet them within 4 weeks. Is that something that you generally find is true in your experience?
I'd say so. I mean, sometimes there might be a bit of reminding about what the obligations are. And sometimes the obligations are quite reasonable and sometimes they're a bit unreasonable. So what they are actually supposed to be is negotiators. You know, what are you going to do to look for work? Oh, I'm going to apply for this and this. And they go, okay, you go away and do that. And people generally will. If Work and Income are saying, okay, you have to do this, and actually the requirements are unreasonable, then they might not be able to meet those requirements. Sometimes people are expected to bring in letters of rejection to show that they have been applying for jobs. But as I mentioned earlier, they may not receive these letters. So that makes it sort of impossible to comply.
Is removing sanctions being soft or showing a sign of weakness, in your opinion?
No, I don't think so. I think it's looking at the system going, look, these sanctions aren't working. They're not making things better. They're actually making things worse for people who are already suffering. I mean, beneficiaries are the most disadvantaged and least resourced people in our society. They have been put down for years by the government and society saying all sorts of negative things. And that's really hard on people when they're just down on their luck. People are out of work for a variety of reasons. They've lost a job through no fault of their own. They've got sick. They've been injured. All sorts of things like this. And then they're sort of kicked when they're down. And that's not okay. And the sanctions are part of that. They're part of sort of victimising people who are already victims. It's not a helpful or nice system, and I don't think it was working in what it was intending to do. I think that this government has got a better idea of what is going to work, and that's actually helping people. Through the previous government, they actually did some research on what was the most effective way to get people into work, and what they found was having a good case manager. What those case managers did made sure the people who came in for help, they had everything they needed right from the get-go, and that they had all the support they needed. And that was what helped them into work.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.